Thus it ended up when anyone was referring to him as God, he was to be known as a devotee. But being a worshiper of God in the same mind as Radha Krishna. So how do we understand that? But Chaitanya doesn't want to be praised as God, but worship him as such.
There is a warning to the future Pujan Vatkar. Even God does not like to be addressed. But we address him as God on the strength of Shastra. Krishna Annam Shita Krishna Sarmapam Jaggayi Panshita. Here is the incarnation. That is Shastra. So out of his humbleness, he may say that we should know by following the Acharya, by Shastra, Sadhu Shastra, Guru Vakta. Guru accepts in God, Shastra accepts in God, Sadhu accepts in God.
The people say that just like Ramakrishna, the disciples presented him as God, but he never said he was God.
But where is the Shastra? Three things. The devotee, a saintly person, Shastra, and Guru. He has no Guru. He has no support from the Shastra. He's a fool asking number one and he's God. He has an illiterate priest. He has no knowledge of Shastra. Besides that, in the Shastra it is said that those who are worshipping other demigods, their intelligence is lost. Say he was worshipping Kali. So he had no intelligence of spiritual realization. And he became God. So these things can be accepted by other fools and that. By those who follow Shastra, they will be there.
But if they say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a devotee, worship the Supreme Lord Chaitanya, but his disciples he's God.
Huh?
Simply the disciples have
been. No, I already said that. He's supported by Shastra. He's supported by Shastra, he's supported by other scholars, in the transcendental scholars, and supported by Guru. We follow our Guru. So, Guru says, Shastra says, saintly person says, that's all yes.
They interpret that verse in another way.
That is the best verse. What is that value? When these rascals say that worshipping Kali, one becomes God.
No, Vaishnavas.
Huh?
Ramanuja and the Madhva, they say Krishna Varnam means black. Krishna Varnam. Krishna and Krishna, but he is effulgent.
No, we should follow our Acharya.
But how to convince them that they will never accept
you? No, you are also Acharya, but you have got our own Acharya. Why should I follow you?
But how to convince them?
Convince them they will not be done. Krishna Varna anything. One is describing Krishna, that is Krishna Varna. And Krishna Varna does not mean black. I mean, again it is confirmed, Krishna or Krishna. So how can they say black? By complexion, he is or Krishna. So how they can interpret that he is black? That is foolish. That is Krishna. Krishna Varnam means Krishna Varnayati iti Krishna. If it is Krishna Varna, then how it is again confirmed? Krishna or Krishna?
That is effulgence.
That is his interpretation. Krishna or Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Idanim Krishna Dhanam. Sukla Rakshastha Pita Idanim Krishna Dhanam. So, God has other scholars also. white, red, and yellow. So here is yellow. Tisha of Krishna. We have to follow universal. What is that structure for? Don't follow. If you have wrong interpretation, we have a better interpretation. Why can I accept you? My mother says, here is your father. I shall accept that. Or somebody says, here is your son. Whom shall I accept? Mother says, even parampara prasana. Whom shall I accept? The parampara. Acharya. Not physically anyone interprets on your text.
In the Chaitanya, it's very clear that if one does not accept God Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and actually cannot worship Krishna properly,
that's a fact.
Just to carry on with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu point, it was seen then that the Ramanuji and the Mudwife, they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But how can they possibly?
Therefore, they cannot understand the higher resource. Unnata ujjala rasam. They cannot understand.
No, they can understand sadhu ras.
Yes.
Dasa ras.
Dasa. But not more than that. They cannot penetrate. There is no pitana rasa or madhujya rasa in their comment.
And Balabais, they also actually, they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They say Balabhacharya is their Mahaprabhu.
Mm.
And they worship in...
Balabhacharya was rejected by Chaitanya.
Yeah, I know that. So,
we are simply proud of his education. We have no reality.
You
going
to... Do they worship in Bhattalya Rasa or is it shown?
So, some of them say that Krishna before becoming polluted, they say that. That means childhood age, there is no pollution. And youthful age, Krishna, it was polluted by the gopis. This is their head. Krishna becomes polluted.
Yes.
Do they say like that?
Yes. Yeah. I spoke with Hyderabad, the Bhav Krishna.
Yeah.
Another thing they say is that Radharani's name is not mentioned in Bhagavad. So this whole emphasis on Radha is not.
That means they cannot understand Radha Krishna Pranayadiki. They cannot understand. And therefore, in their community, we won't fight any high class people. Simply official
sentence. In Balabhacharya, so he cannot be considered actually in proper mind.
Balabhacharya was rejected, right?
He's in the line with.
He accepted the learned scholar, but he did not accept him as very high realized.
No, you explained that. His guru, Balabhacharya's guru, is in Madhavendra Puri's mind?
No.
Vishnu Swami.
They come in the Vishnu Swami. I do not exactly know who is his immediate guru.
I'm just trying to clear this point up, because I remember when I was preaching in South India, this question came up, that just like Madhavendra Puri, he found the deity of Gopal. And you've explained.
That is our Gaudiya. Madhavendra Puri Gaudiya.
Yes. You explained how he was worshipping the deity. That deity of Gopal.
Srinathji.
That deity was eventually handed over?
Yes.
During Mohammedans, the deity was moved.
And Balabhacharya?
I heard that after the death of Balabhacharya, Sanatana Goswami told his son to worship Gopal deity. He engaged his son, Balabhacharya's son, as a pujari in Govardhan. So then it came into their hand. Then when the deity was moved, it was moved to Nathadwara. Now they
if it was given to them, they could do anything.
Because his son was all hopeless that the judge is dead and fathers. But they have pictures, they draw pictures of Srinathi Ankovardhan and Vallabhacharya is with him. All of them.
That's a big mistake. I have a discussion with what it is. So I was stating that Madhavendra Puri found this deity Gopal. But their teaching is that Vallabhacharya found the deity. I said, no. Madhavendra Puri handed the deity over later on for worship, but it was he who found the deity and originated the worship on Govardhan. And all the villages.
The government confirmed in the court that this deity belongs to Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are big cases among themselves. And the court gave judgment that this deity belongs to the Gaudiya Vaishnava.
When was that court case?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years. No, about 10 or 15 years.
Who represented the Gaudiya?
Nobody. But from the history it was found that it began to go here. That in Delhi, our lawyer is there, he knows, he knows.
Society, some devotees have an idea to spend money by employing professional men to advertise our society in so many different ways, through advertising campaigns, etc. My idea is that our money should be spent on direct preaching. In other words, that
we are spending advertising?
Well, sometimes I know, they hire professional firms to assist in public relations work. As an example, last year at Ratiyatra, $2,000 was spent to hire a professional group to assist them in making up the advertisements and other things, giving them guidance. General assistance.
See, if you get a yearly assistant, then how just as sometimes you go to the court, you pay to the lawyer. Because we are not expert. In that sense, it can be spent.
But cautiously.
Yes. For nothing, because you have got money. No. Unless it is urgently or absolute necessary. Is it necessary?
And there should be some there should be some limitation. You know, I should not spend tens of thousands of dollars.
No.
Such a way.
They shouldn't listen to all the decisions of these
people. The president should be restricted that you cannot spend more than this amount without censor of these.
When we were in Bombay, there was an organization man that one gentleman who was discussing with Bhagavan about the general organization of the society. He would suggest that we talk to him.
So many they can.
There was
they simply talk. They do not have.
When we were talking, he said that every temple should have its budget, and over that budget, the GBC has 2 accounts. Mm-hmm. Council Maharaj got the customs duty waiver for the bus. What about the bullock carts?
Bullock cart is very good for India.
That's for the small villages. Big towns, they're very far apart.
You are not supposed to go to the small villages.